This is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Ezra Wall in La Crosse. A visit to Lambeau Field is likely to include any number of Wisconsin favorites. You might see brats, maybe you'll get some cheese curds, a nice cold beer. Of course, always the four-time Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. Go Pack, go. But this year, Lambeau Field's faithful could find themselves enjoying a taste of La Crosse, and that's because Field Notes Organic Vodka, which is produced by the La Crosse Distilling Company, is now the official vodka of Lambeau Field. And joining us to talk more about that is Nick Weber. He's the founder and CEO of La Crosse Distilling Company. Nick, welcome to WPR.
Thanks, Ezra. Happy to be here.
So basically, pretty much Field Notes is kicking Tito's out of the top spot there. How did that happen?
Well, you said it, not I. But no, I think it's a testament to kind of our DNA, our mantra of, you know, staying local. All of our products are, we work with small local family farmers. We've always kind of looked at making this place better than we found it, I guess. It's really in a nutshell. So we always try to, we want to treat the land ethically. We get that from Aldo Leopold, among many other great conservationists. But and it just stays to us being true to being local. And I think the Green Bay Packers also do that very well. If you look at a lot of their partnerships, they're with Festival Foods, Quick Trip, Johnsonville Brats, Miller, among many others. And it's a testament to them and to us, I think, of kind of finding that common ground of bringing a local premium product to Lambeau Field.
You hear this all the time, not just with the Packers, with any sports team, with any kind of major organization. You hear it's the official this and the official that and whatever. And there's definitely a marketing aspect to all of that. That's definitely like a financial thing, but it's more than just goes to the highest bidder, pay for play. What makes it different than just something that is just the person who comes with the most cash gets to be the official vodka?
If I'm understanding you correctly, I think it goes back to, again, just their testament to really working with Wisconsin companies, honestly. And that probably does give us a notch up. But we've also had great synergy with them when we first met with them 3 years ago. They came down and really they seeked us out and we had several meetings, talked about it. At the time, Absolute Vodka was in there among with Tito's and one other group. And since then, they kind of have brought us in more by more every single year. And this year, finally, they've made us the official house vodka of Lambeau Field and the Green Bay Packers. So every vodka drink that you order there, unless you do they do have a high-end vodka there, unless you call that out and pay an extra premium for that, every vodka drink will be poured with Field Notes vodka.
You're the press release that you guys sent out, you're the rail vodka, or your spirit is on the rail, which means that when you order that vodka martini, when you order that Bloody Mary, whatever it is that has that in it, they're going for the Field Notes first. You know, Field Notes itself is a sort of a higher end product, if you will. It's organic. It's distilled right here in La Crosse. It's not what you'd think of as like supermarket vodka. How unusual is that to start seeing higher quality spirits on the rail?
It's a bit unusual. One way that we're able to really make this accessible to most people price-wise is because of our relationships going direct with the farmer, you know, having a handshake deal, talking to them about what's working, what's not going through a middleman third-party brokerage group, and nothing against them, but we have direct relationships with our farmers, so we do cut out, a level of taxation, if you want to call it that, on the product. So that's helped us keep our product very low and accessible as far as price goes, but still being a premium quality.
What kind of products are you getting from local farmers that go into making maybe not just your vodka, but any of your spirits?
Corn, obviously, is probably our biggest one. Okay. Wheats, different types of wheats, rye, local honey, local maple syrup, local coffee. You know, obviously the coffee beans don't come from Wisconsin, but where they're brewed and all that is all local. A lot of it's from the La Crosse County, Vernon County, and Monroe County areas.
So as a taster, how do you know when you're tasting something that really is a top-notch vodka versus like that supermarket bottle?
I mean, vodka, technically you want it to be as neutral as possible. Because we use heirloom corn varietals for our vodka, it comes across much softer and smooth on like the on the tongue. But it's also very neutral. It does have a little bit of sweetness from the heirloom corn. But it's all, you know, every chef likes a taste a different way. But you know, we go through, we have a very rigorous filtration process that we built at our distillery. So there's so many steps to it, honestly, on how you can screw it up or make it right.
Have you ever just like finished a batch of something and gone, no, this isn't it, we're starting over?
100 times.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I mean, as you grow, you're always constantly tweaking. You always want to improve. So, I mean, early on, there was a lot of trial and error.
In addition to vodka, Field Notes also has organic gin, and La Crosse Distilling has several other products that you make. Any chance of those becoming a Lambeau Field favorite, or you know, the Bucks or the Brewers or somebody else?
We've talked to some of the other professional teams as well, but right now we're committed to the Packers. And they do actually, Lambeau and the Packers, they do actually carry some of our other products more on like club levels and some of their private event space when people host weddings there, etc. We're on the menu for a couple of our whiskeys, our Downtown Tootaloo Rock and Rye, our Hedy Bella Coffee Whiskey, and our gin as well.
Well, if people are interested in finding out more about your company, maybe visiting the distillery, you've got a place downtown. Where can they find more information?
Yeah, obviously they can certainly go to our website if you're not from the area. It's www.lacrossedistilling.co. And then otherwise, feel free. I mean, we'd love to have you come down to the distillery and check out our tasting room. It's got a full-service restaurant. We've got private event space. We do distillery tours, etc.
Nick Weber is the CEO and founder of La Crosse Distilling Company. Nick, thank you very much, and we'll see you at Lambeau Field, I guess.
Great. Thanks a lot, Ezra. Appreciate it. Go Pack, go.
That's Nick Weber. So what's going on in your neck of southwestern Wisconsin that you think we should be talking about here on Morning Edition? You can send your ideas to southwest@wpr.org. I'm Ezra Wall from our bureau in La Crosse. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.